Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me.
Happy Friday, everyone. I am Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast, still, God love ya, supported by you.
So good.
Where we, we just like look all around the world. We scour every corner. We get on airplanes. We jet set. No, just kidding. We do the same thing we've always done. Just sit in our basements minds. And use the internet and figure out things that are things.
And yet, we still and keep yet. Coming up with things.
Guys, I am not kidding. I really had this like deep-seated fear, because this is, I'm not even going to lie, like my favorite part of the week. And I had this deep-seated fear that as the pandemic wore on, the great lockdown continued, I was going to run out of things. And yet, not even close.
It shows
I had so many things in the bullpen today. I was like, I'm torn. I just had to throw darts.
I've had that week where I'm like, I got nothing. It's 20 minutes before showtime. And then somehow, miraculously, I'm like, oh, wait, there's that. It's like they're neutrinos. Things just are constantly invisibly around us all the time.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. It's just like neutrinos. Exactly.
I knew that would be the first thing to come to everyone's mind.
Yeah, so obviously.
Feels silly for even saying it, to be honest.
It's frankly redundant.
That's right.
You need to say it out loud. All right, I need to know what this first thing on your list is all about.
Yeah, so how are you dealing with the Backstreet Boys reunion tour?
Badly, angry all the time, alienating my friends, yelling at the dogs.
No, I mean, we got to flatten that curve or else the Backstreet Boys reunion tour is just going to
take us all down.
This apparently has become the way of getting around filters, particularly on YouTube, where advertisers will say, I don't want my ads running next to content that's talking about the virus. So they will. So YouTubers, starting with Game Grumps on March 31st, 2020, according to knowyourmeme.com, the host of Game Grumps, Aaron Hansen, warned Dan, the other host, that they couldn't say coronavirus or they'd get their video would not get all the ads. And so they jokingly, Dan referred to it as, you know, that big world event, the Backstreet Boys North American tour.
Oh, my God.
And it
this
has taken
is
amazing.
Off from there. Yeah. This is hilarious. That is so funny. Staying away from the Backstreet Boys reunion tour. Dude, I completely have utterly missed this. I am very, very, very impressed with your internet cred right now.
I just read Know Your Meme occasionally, so don't get too impressed. But still, I found it. I mean, first of all, it's very recent. It's only, 17 days old. And I just found it hilarious. I love that idea of people out there like, man, staying inside, trying to fight that Backstreet Boys reunion tour.
No, exactly. How you doing during the Backstreet Boys? I love the one that's like, shout out to all the medical workers during the Backstreet Boys reunion tour. We appreciate you.
If we can stay at home, we can fight off this Backstreet Boys reunion too.
I mean, and I think we can all agree, equally horrific.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. There may be some Backstreet Boys fans out there, and you may not find this as funny, but just
I mean, ironically, it's true. I did say that only for the sake of comedy, because if the Backstreet Boys were on a reunion tour, I would hella go to that. Like, I'm not even going to try to pretend that I would not totally go to that. That would be amazing.
Would you risk increasing the spread of the Backstreet Boys reunion tour in order to see a Backstreet Boys reunion tour?
Oh, no, no. Don't be crazy.
Of course.
Let's not take it too far.
Yeah.
In 2023, when the Backstreet Boys go on their actual reunion tour.
Once we've eliminated the threat of the Backstreet Boys reunion tour, then you'll be able to go enjoy a Backstreet Boys reunion tour.
Exactly. I will really, really understand. And it's incredibly, it has now then, of course, been absorbed into every other meme as well. Amazing.
Yeah, as happens in the memeverse. So, yeah.
People think of stuff. All right, my thing... At first, I didn't think it was a thing, and now I have had enough requests for this activity that I think it really is. And it just so happens it was also National Scrabble Day this week.
Oh.
So maybe that caused this uptick in conversation about Scrabble.
Accelerant on the fire, sure.
But I've already had, I don't know, at least two game nights that involve Scrabble and have like resurfaced Scrabble Go and Words with Friends on my phone. And keep seeing all these tweets go by about Scrabble. It's kind of like the other jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
As activities that people are doing that take a long time but aren't as annoying as Monopoly.
Mm-hmm. Or Settlers of Catan.
Right. Yeah. Just too long. It's too long. But what I have found, and this is very funny, is that it's made me realize, it's very funny to me, it's made me realize how Scrabble did previously utterly miss the boat on all things internet and continues to utterly miss the boat on all things internet.
And when you say that, you mean Scrabble the brand.
Scrabble,
right?
From Hasbro, exactly.
Because yeah. Words like, with Friends was huge on the internet previously, and Scrabble totally missed the boat on capitalizing.
Completely missed the boat. And then Scrabble was like, oh, okay, we'll put this app out called Scrabble Go, which is awful and totally unusable and requires you to have a Facebook account to sign up. But then on top of that, if you want to play with more than two people, so like I had a Scrabble game night with my parents, my dad and stepmom, and some friends. And we had to use this like crappy Scrabble ripoff on Facebook that was not from Scrabble. And so this is like simultaneously my thing because everybody's talking about it and wanting to play, and an impassioned plea to Hasbro to like, look, if you were ever going to get your act together, now's the time.
I'm just imagining like, you know what's better than this stupid Facebook app? Let's just send each other postcards in the mail with our words and where they go. Like it's a chess game played out through the newspaper.
like basically, like they have this horrific app that's just from like the 19, I don't know. It's like from 2002 and it's so like doinky and ugly looking. I mean, it sort of looks like Nintendo built it, but I mean that in a bad way, not the good way.
Right. Like somebody who got fired from Nintendo built it.
Exactly. Yeah. They were like, how cartoony can we possibly make this thing? And let's definitely continue to connect it to Facebook despite everything we have ever heard about anything.
Anything. Yeah. What is it with every game trying to look cartoony? Like I play an Animal Crossing and love it and it's super cartoony because it's Nintendo. But does every single thing have to look that way?
I did a story about virtual reality and I was looking at the Facebook, what do they call it? Horizon or whatever, which is their beta VR version of a social network.
Right, right.
Looks just like Nintendo.
Yeah. Everything has to. It's the era of cutesy.
I guess it really is.
Yeah.
Cutesy Scrabble and cutesy everything.
Meets Scrabble. You know, something. I want to say, I think someone should do live Zoom or more secure version of video conferencing Scrabble where you both set up your boards in physical space, like real boards, yeah. And then you just match each other's plays because you can see them over the camera.
Oh, that would be good. See, and that's funny because I've been trying to figure out how, like I was trying to figure out how my mom, our family always plays Pinochle growing up. And I was like, how can we play Pinochle? Because we couldn't figure out the dealing because we'd have different cards.
Right.
That would be the one thing is that you might have the wrong letter set up, like you duplicate.
You would have a weird letter pool in that case.
Yeah. Yep. I know. And see, that's why Hasbro, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are because of the podcast sweeping the nation, get it together at long freaking last.
You can play Battleship, though.
A nation needs Scrabble.
All right. While the nation is pressing Hasbro on this important issue, I want to go local, you know? Like, we need to more often, all the time. Mm-hmm. And we were talking in the bonus show about how I go out walking the dogs. There's usually not too many people, if anybody, on my block. But once I get around the corner, there's a more major road and I start to see more people, especially like nannies out walking the kids or other dog walkers, etc. And there's more people out during the day than there usually would be because people are taking their exercise. By the way, in Los Angeles County, that's not only legal, it's encouraged. They're like, yes, please go outside in your neighborhoods and walk. Stay socially distant, 6 feet away from each other. Wear a mask if you can, please, but do it. The mask thing I bring up because that is required if you're going to a workplace or to a grocery store or somewhere that's inside that will have a lot of people. LA County now says you gotta wear a mask to go in there, but they don't require it. They only suggest it on your walk. And there's a lot of reasons for that. If you're exercising, you don't get as much oxygen if you're covering your face with a mask. So if there's no one else around, it's fine. But they do suggest, like, if you're seeing other people, you should wear a mask. So what I have noticed in real life multiple times is the person sees me coming, hurriedly turns around, and then the next time I see their face, suddenly a mask has appeared.
They have a mask on.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Because, and they're following the rules. They're like, I don't need to wear a mask. Nobody's around. But then they see you and they're like, oh crap, person. And then throw on the mask. And I'm not too big to admit that I've actually done it myself a couple of times.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, basically, I have taken to wearing either the buff or the mask on dog walks for exactly that purpose. Like when I get to a more populated part of the walk, then I pull the mask up.
Yeah,
the mask. And the rest of the time, I'm like, no one's around. Mask swap. That is hilarious. And that is absolutely happening. Because you can't, like, maybe we'll get used to it and the masks will get better. And the ones that I'm making are very comfortable and breathable.
We'll get used to it, right? Yeah, yeah. You'll get, like, you'll get yourself a Mollywood mask and you won't ever want to take it off.
Exactly. Supplies may be even more delayed than Amazon because I can only sell them on the weekends. But it is not comfortable to, like, if you're huffing up a hill or running, I don't know. And also doesn't seem that necessary if no one, literally no one's around.
Yeah, yeah. What's funny is I generally put it on before my dog walk because I don't know who's out there, right? So before I go out the door, I've got it on. So the first part of my walk, I always have it on. Then I hit the busy street and I've got it on. And then I'll be coming back towards my house and I'll be like, it looks pretty empty. And then I might take it off just to be comfortable. And that's when the couple of times I'm like, oop, called it too soon. There's
yep. mask swap. That is really funny. I'm totally going to be on the lookout for it. The other, like, sort of funny sub thing that I've seen that's related to this is people driving around with their mask on.
Yeah.
And my son and I always remark upon it when we see it. We're like, why are you? Because you're in your car.
Uh-huh. My guess is they're going to the grocery store and they just don't want to bother putting it on. So they're like, you know what? Put it on now. That way I could just get right out of the car, go into the store.
It's also really smart. It's true. Because the more you touch it, the more you're just contaminating it. Yes.
And you don't want to sit on the seat, I guess.
I guess at Porter just said the same thing in the Discord. So now we know it's true.
Yeah.
Because he knows everything. My second thing has been going on for a while, but it's just never not funny, in my opinion. It is all the memes that make fun of live, laugh, love.
This is like the corny sign that's up at somebody's house. Yeah.
Frequently, actually, you see live, laugh, love signs, embroidered pillows, and other bric-a-brac in the same store as the same kind of store that also sells, like, funny wine joke.
Oh, decor. Yeah. This is in the same class. Absolutely.
It's the same class.
Faux weathered wood with the faux hand-painted wording.
Yep, exactly. And then it may also be accompanied by a sign that says, gather. There's a lot of that. Gather.
Why gather?
I really don't know, but people put it in kitchens all the time.
I'll be honest. And it's just live, laugh, love isn't bad. I mean, the impulse behind it is good. It's just a little sappy and overdone, right? It's like, okay, we can't, you're not original at this point. I'm sorry. You know, maybe you were when you got it. Fine. We'll exempt you. But the gather thing just seems spooky. It's like,
gather.
That's like what covens do.
It's a little children of the corn.
Is this totally a vampire thing? Like, why do we need to gather? Who are you asking to gather? For what purpose?
Why must I? Well, it's funny because I see it a lot because, as you know, I've been house hunting for like a decade, and it is a favorite of stagers, the gather sign.
Oh.
To put in the dining room.
Because it implies, like, see, you'll have your family. Because that's the one thing that I always sell you on in a house that you never do nearly as much, if at all, that you think when you buy the house, right?
is gather.
We're going to have so many people over. No, you're not.
I wonder what's going to happen to gather signs now that we never will do that again.
We should start selling don't stickers that you don't. Can just put right on.
Just right, right.
Don't gather. It's a bad idea.
Don't gather. Live, laugh, love.
Stay away.
And stay the hell away. Live, but it laugh, is really love, like
6 feet away from me.
What I like about it is that it has such staying power. Like there are so many different memes, oftentimes of people making disgusted faces. And then it's like when you walk into someone's house and see the live, laugh, love sign.
Yeah.
Also, I follow this Instagram account called Middle Class Fancy. And there is a lot of mockery of live, laugh, love. So it may have given me the impression that it's more. But I validated with Eli. I asked the 13-year-old if it was a thing. And he said it was kind of an old thing. And then he said, so yeah, you could probably use it on its thing.
Oh.
I know, totally. But I really do think it's in the same category as like the wine decor. Like it's all part
yeah.
of the same.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
It's kitschy got that decor same that is basically like, I'm miserable. So I'm putting up signs that talk about living and laughing and loving and also drinking a lot of wine.
I mean, I feel bad because I know there is at least two people listening right now who have this sign and are like, okay.
Everyone does.
Don't feel bad. Like,
yeah, no, it's so common. That's partly why.
It's not a judgment. It's just a thing.
I have a sign. I'm looking at it right this second in my little studio area that says, not my circus, not my monkeys. Uh-huh, which is just like a reminder about detachment, but it is in exactly that font. I just want you guys to know, like I like to believe that it's a satirical take on this particular style of decor, but let's be honest. There no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Reposition it.
I think it's unironically wooden looking. I might take a picture of it while we're talking.
I'm thinking of a friend of mine in particular that I'm almost certain has live, laugh, love in their house. And I think also has not my circus, not my monkeys. And it's not it's a different person.
We are all guilty in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm looking at the Live, Laugh, Love page on knowyourmeme.com, and there's an ad for one of those funny t-shirt places. And they always get you. The one that got me this time was, this is not a drill, with a picture of a hammer.
Oh, that's really funny, though, because it has a little, like, Magritte thing going on.
Right.
Ceci n'est pas du peep.
This is not a drill. It's a hammer. Actually, it's not even a hammer. It's a picture of a hammer.
It's very absurd. It's absurdist.
It's a little absurdist. Yeah. All right. Well, folks, go sit down under your live, laugh, love signs and play some Scrabble while you listen to some Backstreet Boys and swap your masks.
Yeah, exactly. And when you feel stressed about things, just remember, not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yeah, they're not. How much someone tries to convince you otherwise.
Also, I just made that dumb mistake again where I tried to put a .heic file in the freaking Discord.
Yeah,
My fault.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong. That. Mm-hmm. That's not the user workflow that the product manager described when they made the iPhone.
At Apple. Of course. Good heavens.
Shall we get into your
that
things?
While you read some feedback. Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Feedback is sent to us. feedback@itsathing.me. Jim kind of buries the lead with this email. Writes, I was 3 weeks behind on your podcast, like many, because I'm not driving anywhere, and was thinking of writing about sourdough after I found out my 23-year-old son and his friends were making it. For him, it's the flavor, using whole wheat, making and using a culture. But I think it's more about backlash against manufactured goods and services, like going vegetarian, not against meat, but the meat industry. He and his younger sister are now vegetarian. She, because she's a college student, loves the protest passion, and him, because he's frugal, for example, young, living on his own. So baking bread. Oh, and he has been clipper cutting his hair since freshman year at college.
What?
I had been considering making it since watching the episode air on the Netflix show, making bread, I think he means. The episode air on the Netflix show Cooked last year. He creates such a desire to make it because it is not only so ancient, but also totally organic, even claiming that if you are allergic to gluten, it might not be gluten, but the way that it's processed. Mm-hmm. Michael Pollan from Cooked is quite compelling. Anyway, my son and his friends are just making it because they like the taste over yeast with white flour and Instagram. Yeah, look what I made. Mm-hmm. P.S. My wife's doctor is Cara Pepper.
What?
Dr. Pepper. Another Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. A double Dr. Pepper. How is this even?
What does it mean?
Possible.
And he has a link to prove it, by the way. Take that, Remy.
That is bananas. Is Dr. Pepper a thing?
Like the actual person?
I mean, or people named Dr. Like, Pepper?
That is a secret thing that we have it's an archaeological thing. There she is, Cara J. Pepper, MD, board certified internal medicine.
Oh my God.
And those that poor doctors who have to constantly go, yep, Dr.
Yep, Pepper. That's my name.
Yep.
Yeah, yep, that's my name. I mean, I have to say, as someone whose name is very, very, very close to Hollywood.
Sure. Yeah.
I hear you, Doctors mm-hmm. Pepper. And I sympathize quite a lot. And I love it. You guys want to shop along with me? RJ has a slipper recommendation for me. You were talking about slippers, and it's a thing. I like slippers from Old Friend Footwear, slippers that look like the type you were talking about at a much lower price. Mm-hmm. And they're currently running a 25% off site-wide sale. I have no connection to the company. I have just been a happy customer for years. This is the part where I, Molly, should probably admit that I bought the $300 mule slippers.
RJ. Sorry.
I did.
Good
Thank
try.
You. That was a really good try. I looked all over the internet. I didn't find any that were cuter. And it turns out that, you know, once I got all my spring break money back and didn't know what to spend it on, except for like wholesale meat and CSA boxes.
Yeah.
I bought them. I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah, it's Maslow's hierarchy. Shelter, food, slippers. It's right
fancy,
there.
Fancy yeah. slippers. It's ridiculous, but they're quite comfortable.
By mm-hmm. the way, it took us forever to finally get the right instant coffee to make Dalgona coffee, but we made it last weekend, and boy, is it good.
Man, you really nailed it with that, too. I had like three people text me after listening to the episode and be like, oh, yeah, that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
It's so giant
and tasty. Fordo needs some help. Subject, bidet recommendations. She writes, so many to choose from out there. And what's up with the handheld bidets? I don't get it. Wouldn't that just spray water all over the bathroom? Signed, a bidet novice and her bidet curious 13-year-old live-in nephew who wants your listeners to know that fart equals feeling a rectal transmission.
I get it. Rectal.
F-A-R-T.
That is hilarious. I'm going to my existing orders to try to find the bidet that I purchased, which is like $36.
Was it handheld?
No.
Okay, good.
Isn't a handheld bidet just basically the sprayer in the shower?
It's just a sprayer. It's Let's a fancy sprayer. And That's yeah, you've got to, you know, use with caution, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, that's Hold true on. Of the ones in the toilets, too. Like, if you aren't sitting there and you press the button, it'll spray all over your bathroom.
Oh, yes. I have actually a video of myself from Japan mm-hmm. in 2005 where I was like, okay, it's like me and my then husband. Okay, check it out. Okay, turn it on. Okay. And then, of course, it immediately sprays the camera.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a memory of me doing that accidentally in Japan in December.
Uh-huh. The one I bought was the Lux Bidet Neo 120, which costs $34 and appears to be in stock at Amazon.
And so that's not handheld, but it's you add it to your existing infrastructure.
You add it to your existing. Yeah. And it's actually, I mean, all you do is like it. You, there's no plumbing required. You just attach it to the water hose. So if you have a tankless toilet, it won't work.
Mm.
But otherwise, it's like barely any tools, no real plumbing.
You just slip it in there in the water that's going into the tank.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
TRS 201 has it.
Magical.
Too. Nice.
It's freaking magical. And it's funny because my whole family made fun of me because I got like four different members of my family this bidet for Christmas. And who's happy now?
I bet Everyone. A lot of them. Yeah.
And they all complained about how indeed it was not heated. It's like it's cold and blah, 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 blah. It's great. It's fine.
Molly, we have a think check on aisle 15.
Oh, think check. Let's see. Brian would like a think check. In my last email to you, I mentioned I started using TikTok, you and everybody else, buddy. That is also a thing. Since then, I've noticed a lot of TikTokers wearing Carhartt beanies.
Crossing the things.
Like a lot of them. I would say I hadn't noticed anyone wearing them out and about, but I haven't been out of the house in 3 weeks to notice, so I can't completely confirm that this is a thing yet. I did try to search, and it was one of the top suggestions. Yes. Can confirm.
Mm-hmm.
This is a thing.
Yep. Confirmed. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brian. Your thing is confirmed.
Your thing is confirmed.
Stuart may have found a thing.
Oh, hey.
Stuart writes, hey, y'all. Looking up Bin Isolation Outing Group on Facebook. It started as an Australian group, but has gone international.
Okay. I'm looking. Oh, there's like stories on it.
Yeah. Forbes has an article about...
It's related to taking the trash out. It's literally bin.
Yeah. So there's like a picture at the top of this Forbes article of a woman dressed up as a witch rolling her bin out to the curb for trash pickup.
Dude, these costumes are incredible. It's literally people dressing up to take their trash out. It's bin. Wow.
I mean, some people are dressing up not only themselves, but the bin as well.
Dude.
There's a kind of a fairy princess queen looking outfit where the bin also has fairy princess queen looking skirt material.
This is I wish I hadn't scrolled down quite so far because I got the man in the like wrestling onesie, but nothing else.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You want to be careful Googling this one. That is amazing.
People dressed as Vegemite. This is amazing. Oh, and the bin as the Vegemite can.
Oh, brilliant.
This is amazing. There's so many good ones.
Yeah.
I scrolled too far.
Yep. Yeah,
I was rolling the dice. I was like, maybe
we're not on the same story. Maybe we're in a different story. No.
But this one looks good, but this one, that one doesn't.
Yep.
Stop when you get to the singlet, says Rich, if you're going to look at this article yourself.
No, when you get to the singlet, it's too late.
All right. We have a special number of shout outs today. They are lengthier than usual shout outs.
They are. Maybe we can.
Each one of them has its own soundtrack.
Oh, shut up.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Settle in, folks. Tom and Rich have been conspiring without me.
I can't take any credit other than taking the files and putting them on the soundboard. This is all a Rich Straffolino production. Shall we begin?
Yes.
These are based on a machine learning ad campaign generator.
Oh, I love this. Okay. And they're even assigned. You start.
I will. Jake Woods wants to support a podcast about fashion, and that podcast has to be fun. So we've partnered with Saks Fifth Avenue to create the world's first apparel-free, fashion-inspired website. The site is based on The Illustrated Manual of Fashion, a 19th century book that describes the style and craft of each of the 100 different brands on the Saks catalog. This manual is so important to the brand that it is the only one in existence. It's the only book that covers everything. We needed to make sure the entire catalog was available in a place where people would want to read it. So we created a website that was a book that you can read on your smartphone. We wrote an app that turned the page on your phone into a book that you can read on your wrist. And then we let people download the app, download the entire catalog, and play the game of best of all possible worlds with the winner.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Jake Woods. Great.
There you go. Here we go. Number two of four. Number two of four.
Gabrielle Cohen enjoys crowdfunded podcasts. With over 20 million views on YouTube, her podcasts are being picked up by publications around the world. With a social media following of over 30,000 people, she is already seeing a spike in the number of requests for interviews and new releases. We had to start a conversation because her interviews are too entertaining to be avoided.
Three of four. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate the support from Mike Akins and the time that has been spent on this campaign. But we also know that with the digital campaign, we were able to show that McDonald's global reach was truly worldwide. The experience of going to McDonald's in one of the world's biggest markets and seeing that you don't have to be from the United States to experience the McDonald's experience. This was a real launch for the McDonald's global brand and the brand's global reach.
My God, I I want this to be my next job. I know. All right. Wow.
This is really fun.
Okay. 404. We couldn't do the podcast without the wonderful support of people like Louis St. Amour. So we decided to do something really special. We created a special radio station, and we put a recording of the show, the first ever on radio, into the hands of the famous pop band, Anthony and the Johnsons. The creative solution? Killing it with chocolate. The first commercial in the world that shows how delicious chocolate can be when combined with violence. This was made possible by a creative solution that makes it impossible to put chocolate into a weapon. So for the first time in history, we are killing it with chocolate.
Oh my God, that last one. That's so good.
I've never been happier right now.
I can't believe you kept a straight face reading that. That's amazing.
The music. Anthony and the Johnsons.
Killing it with chocolate.
Killing it with chocolate.
Makes it impossible only, to put chocolate into a weapon. Good.
If only there were an audio version of the twinkle on my tooth. That was amazing. Amazing.
The creative solution to killing it with chocolate. How delicious Agreed. Chocolate can be when combined with violence.
With violence? Like what? Where do you find this? And you just click in the words in the... Oh, God, Rich.
Yes. So if you're worried about machine again. Learning... Here's a reason exactly. You don't need to worry worried quite yet.
Because we both killed it, but without violence.
Of yes.
With the heart of the chocolate we have
exactly.
done. Made it. Good God. Rich, outdoing himself.
So good.
Every week. And I hope that you are all, those of you in the shout out level, delighted with the service that you are getting. Thank you to everybody who supports and listens to It's a Thing. You can become a member at patreon.com/It's a Thing. And once again, thank you to everybody who is continuing to support the show during these troubled, but also I think we can agree, weirdly pro-social times. I'm happy that we all have each other.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Mm-hmm. If you can't support, that's totally fine. You've got people yes. covering you at patreon.com/itsathing. And you can also just support us by sending us things to feedback yes. at itsathing.me.
Email. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Hey!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.